Overhead Door Company, the original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself, the only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it, the Betty White of sports radio, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fan Talk here on this Wednesday. I have to think about it, man. This is a crazy week. Wednesday afternoon.
It is.
All day.
Wednesday.
He started at midnight and it'll be till midnight tonight. So, happy Wednesday, everybody. Fan Talk built by Baker Roofing. They've been in business over 100 years. One of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. Ready to go.
Let's do it.
Gene Sapikoff coming up at 3 o'clock. Chris Pounder from the Mount Pleasant Pier. We'll find out what's happening over there. He'll check in at 3:45. And Dr. David Geyer, his weekly visit, coming up at 5:25. Number to call, as always, 843-721-9500. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at FanTalk98.9. And don't forget, you can listen to us around the world. All you have to do is go online to CharlestonSportsRadio.com. And they are listening to us today in Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania.
And two in Bush, Mississippi.
If you say so. if you say so. Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania. That's got to be just, yeah, where are you from? Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania.
Well, I guess when they say it fast enough, they don't really.
Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they won't enunciate the bird in the hand.
I'm from the B-I-H.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just I have a list of funny town names, and even though I forgot to do it yesterday, but we dated yesterday to Clinton.
Yes.
If you remember. So, anyway, we're 94 days until Clemson plays Georgia. But, again, the world wants to see South Carolina, Eastern Illinois, 7 o'clock, and it's not even on a network. You have to have internet to get the Carolina game. 98 days until the NFL season opener. And don't forget, this week, as they do each and every week, Summer Golf Tour out at Rivertown. Sold out very quickly. But this coming Monday, 24 subs to Stono Ferry will pop up on the website, CharlestonSportsRadio.com. And if you want the lucky ones, you can play Stono Ferry for $98.99. Again, that is for a foursome. Let me ask Scott tomorrow, if I just went out and played golf, how much would it cost me? Just for one person. At least over $50.
Oh.
At least that, depending on what time you play. Remind me to ask Scott that tomorrow. Because I'm just trying to tell you what kind of a deal you're getting. Any golfer would know this is a great deal that we put out there. The problem is being one of the lucky ones that get in there and get one. Hope everybody's day is going good. This has been a hectic. I'm down to 3 days into, 5 days into three. And it's not easy. Yeah. Nobody said it was going to be, right?
Mama said there'll be days like this, Bobby.
All right, let's take a look at what happened yesterday in the world of sports as far as high school state championships, baseball. Last night was not a good night for low country teams in 4A. AC Florida defeated James Island 10-0. Game 2 coming up Thursday. That game will be at James Island. In 5A, Hillcrest beat Somerville 5-3. Game 2 Thursday at Hillcrest. And in softball, Burns beat Ashley Ridge 2-0. Game 2 Thursday night at Ashley Ridge. River Dogs lost to Augusta last night, 1-0. They fall to 15-10. Their six-game winning streak was snapped. Stingrays beat Wheeling 3-1. They're now 32-24-10-3, and they trail Orlando by percentage points. Well, when it comes to getting into the playoffs, Stingrays have two more games, one at home and one on the road. Nationals beat the Braves last night, 11-6. Braves now 25-27, still 3.5 games back of the Mets. So I'm kind of glad I just went to sleep last night. I was tired. I laid down and started watching TV. It was all reruns. We're in summer rerun season now. And so I just dozed off, and I didn't miss much. I don't like watching teams lose. But anyway, NBA last night, Nets over the Celtics, 123-109. Nets win that series 4-1, and major shakeup in Boston, and we'll tell you about that. Nuggets over the Trailblazers, 147-140 in double overtime. Nuggets now lead that series 3-2. Game 6, 8 o'clock Thursday. I do wish I'd have watched this. Suns pounding the Lakers last night. Pounding the Lakers last night. Did I mention pounding the Lakers by 30 points last night? Suns lead that series 3-2. Game 6 coming up at 10:30 on Thursday. I, for one, am not counting the Lakers out. Mainly because the TV people want the Lakers in this thing. You think, who do you think they want? The Lakers or the Suns? I mean, is that even a choice?
Oh, there's no doubt. They got their hands in it.
So we'll see if that comes into play. NHL last night, Lightning over the Hurricanes 2-1. Lightning lead that series 2-0. Game 3, 8 o'clock Thursday night. So that was your Tuesday in sports. And we'll keep you up to date with where we are with the NBA. We got some. We got 3 games tonight where the lead is 3-1. Hmm. So 3 series could get over with tonight. Wizards and 76ers, Hawks and Knicks, and Grizzlies and Jazz. The other one, Mavericks and Clippers, they are tied up at 2 apiece. So you could have 3 series in the night in the NBA playoffs. And as you know, my goal is to get the NBA playoffs over with as soon as humanly possible. Because, you know, I'm an NBA summer league guy, but I can't wait for that, you know. Ready for that. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
All right.
I've got a couple questions for you. First of all, with the regional set now, do you know anything about Virginia? Is that going to be a tough draw, or how do you feel about going into the weekend?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very good tough draw. I said yesterday, I think the Columbia region is probably maybe the second or third hardest region out there. Virginia's very good. They started off really bad, and then they played a lot better in the second half of the season. We're going to be facing a really good pitcher coming up on Friday at noon when that game is. But to answer your question, yes, Virginia is going to be a tough team to beat. They beat Notre Dame 14-1 in the ACC tournament.
Well, I saw the record, like you said, and they did improve over the years. So I was just kind of wondering if it was a really tough draw or how you felt. When is the last time have we seen a South Carolina opening game not be on TV?
Oh, you're talking about football?
Yeah.
It's been a long – it's probably way before the SEC Network. I mean, this damn thing didn't even get on the SEC Network or the SEC Alternate.
I know, right?
I mean, what the hell is that?
That tells you how bad we've sucked the last 2 years. And one other thing, Bobby, and I've been thinking about this, and I meant to ask you several weeks ago, and you being a Dallas Cowboy fan, and we know how Jerry Jones rolls, and the Aaron Rodgers talk. How does he feel Jerry Jones made some stupid trade and got Aaron Rodgers to come to Dallas?
It's one of those things like when Carolina hired Spurrier. I mean, they're going to get Jerry. They just gave Dak Prescott a ton of money. They're not going to get Aaron. You don't even have to worry about that.
But could you see Jerry Jones pulling something like that midway through the summer?
No. No, he ain't got the money to do that.
Okay. Well,
He just re-signed Dak Prescott. No.
Well, with the Aaron Rodgers talk, do you think he is going to leave Green Bay and go somewhere else, or you think that's just a bunch of BS and he's just trying to get more money?
That's a good question. I don't know. I personally think he'll be back in Green Bay, or he won't be playing. I don't think Green Bay is going to trade him.
Yeah, because there's too much overhead for them to trade him.
Right.
Okay, later.
All right. I mean, I could be completely wrong. I mean, maybe when Aaron gets back from his romp in Hawaii, his well-documented romp in Hawaii, maybe he'll be all, lovey-dovey and all that stuff. So, yeah. Carolina, that game with Virginia is not going to be easy. This kid Abbott, he's got 136 strikeouts this year. So we're going to be facing a really, really, really good pitcher coming up this weekend. Braves and Nationals tonight, 7 o'clock. We'll have that for you on 94.7 FM, 9:10 a.m. Valley Sports South has the television on that. River Dogs are in Augusta tonight at 7 o'clock. As far as the NBA tonight, 7 o'clock, Wizards at the 76ers game 5. 76ers lead that 3-1. They'll be without Joel Embiid tonight. 7:30, Hawks and Knicks. Hawks lead the Knicks 3-1. 9:30, Grizzlies and Jazz. Jazz lead that series 3-1. And at 10 o'clock, the Mavericks and Clippers, game 5. That series tied up at 2 games apiece. Couple of NHL playoff games. Game 1 of the Canadiens and Jets. That at 7:30 tonight. And at 10 o'clock, Vegas at the Avalanche. Colorado leads that 1-0. So, not a bad night. I really hope the Knicks get eliminated, because that would just make life miserable for Stephen A. Smith and Spike Lee. So, that's my goal for tonight, is to get rid of the Knicks, who thought you acted like when they won that playoff game. They won game 1 or game 2. Maybe in game 2. I have to go back and look. Anyway, they acted like they'd won the NBA championship. All of them. So, I want Spike and Stephen A. in the fetal position before this night's over with. Two huge Knicks fans there. So I just want them to be as miserable as they possibly can. That's the goal for tonight. You ready? Can you handle it?
From your mouth to God's ear.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Out on the roadways right now, there are several problems. Watch for accidents. St. James at Old Monk's Corner Road, also on Red Bank at South Goose Creek Boulevard. An accident being reported Dorchester at Cross County and Ingleside at 78. If you're on Savannah Highway at the Mark Clark westbound, there's an accident. Downtown, a wreck Spring at Haygood and Meeting at Columbus. No other major issues, but some heavy traffic already building on the Mark Clark westbound approaching Rivers Avenue. Be careful. Max Place is your Chicago-themed Irish sports bar. They have 25 HD TVs. Your home for the Chicago Cubs. Max Place on East Bay, across from the Custom House. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Low Country Group, making home buying simple.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A shower and thunderstorm are in the area, a high around 79. Mostly cloudy and humid with showers tonight, a low around 72. A shower and a thunderstorm are likely again Thursday, humid with a high around 81. Looking ahead, more of the same through the weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
The Exit Realty Low Country Group and their team of trusted advisors are staples in the real estate community of the Low Country and a champion of closing the gap in home ownership for those who didn't think they could own a home. Buying a home is still the American dream, and if you're serious about buying a home, you can own your own home. Let Exit Realty Low Country Group lead you through the process. Call today, 843-619-3005, or visit exitlowcountry.com. That's EXIT lowcountry.com.
Game time means wing time at Wingstop. Feed the family for $19.99 with the all-in bundle. 16 boneless wings, 6 tenders, large fries, and 3 dips. 2 locations, Rivers Avenue or Sam Rittenberg, or you can order online today at wingstop.com.
The South Carolina Stingrays are back home to close out the regular season on Tuesday, June 1st and Saturday, June 5th. Saturday's game is Fan Appreciation Night, presented by Amped Electric, and tickets are just $10. For tickets and more information, visit stingrayshockey.com. Stingrays Hockey. Don't miss it.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. The tumor was very aggressive, and it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. St. Jude is an asset to the world. I think it's the kind of place that could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. If those lessons could be learned, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Dreaming of becoming a professional race car driver? Speeding around empty parking lots is a start, but going pro takes time. So does quitting smoking. It's not about stopping in one day. It's about starting with day one. You just need to take that first step. Get started on your journey toward a smoke-free life with the American Cancer Society. We'll give you the support and resources you need to quit smoking. The finish line is closer than you think. Learn more at cancer.org/smokeout.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along.
One Hit Wonder Wednesday, and no doubt why that was a... a One Hit Wonder. That was a one-hit wonder when they only had 5 hits. That song's so old. Anyway, welcome back to Fan Talk here on June the 2nd, Wednesday afternoon. Is Lou Gehrig Day in Major League Baseball, honoring Lou Gehrig. I believe this is the date, and I could be mistaken about this, that he started his streak, the one that Cal Ripken broke. But his streak started on June 2nd, back in 1925, I believe. Or one of those dates. He also passed away on June 2nd.
Oh.
As I do more quick research here. So, Lou Gehrig, of course, ALS. He suffered from ALS, which we talked many times on the show. Just a god-awful, horrible, horrible disease. So if you see baseball tonight honoring Lou Gehrig, that is the reason why today is Lou Gehrig Day. Some local notes. 7th Woods entering the transfer portal again. Transferred to South Carolina, sat out a year. Played late. Couldn't be because of lack of playing time. Frank Martin put him in. He didn't do anything. So... no idea where 7th Woods is headed. Clemson Athletic Director Dan Radakovich, he's going to be inducted as a member of the Indiana University of Pennsylvania 2021 Hall of Fame class. IUP, Indiana University, Pennsylvania.
Is that in Bird in Hand?
That's not in Bird. I don't know what's in Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania. I don't think that. Is it Charleston Southern? They're going to have a new playing surface for the 2021 season, working in conjunction with AstroTurf to update the field in time for the upcoming season. The new surface will replace the previous installed turf that was put in back in 2015. Doesn't seem like that old turf has been there that long, but I guess by next year it will be 7 years old. Coastal Carolina has hired former Gamecock Rod Wilson as their inside linebackers coach. So a couple of notes there. But the big story of the day, Mike Krzyzewski. Yeah, Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski. Why can't I say that today? Mike Krzyzewski. I have never had a problem pronouncing his name.
Well, now it's in your head. So now you're going to just go slow.
Mike.
Uh-oh.
Coach K is retiring at the end of this upcoming season. So kind of everybody caught everybody off guard. The leading candidate to replace him, assistant coach and former Duke player John Shire will be replacement. And why not? Things are getting crazy in college sports. He doesn't have to prove anything. 1,170 wins, 361 losses, most wins in NCAA history, 41 seasons at Duke as head coach, 5-time national champion, 15-time ACC champion, 6 gold medals as head coach of the U.S. men's national team, and he made 12 Final Four appearances. He has nothing else to play for.
Wow.
So we'll talk to Gene about that, too, about maybe some of the reasons why Roy Williams retired. Now, Coach K, you've got some you've got Jim Boeheim out there, some of the older coaches out there. And I think, I'll see what Gene has to say, but I think it's all the stuff they got to deal with now. The transfer portal. High school players have other options to go to now. You know, that new league that wants to pay those guys $100,000 a year. You've got all this stuff. The NIL coming in. Mike Krzyzewski. Yes, I did it. I'm not saying it again. I just said, let me go for it. Boom. I've never had a problem pronouncing that name.
Mike
Krzyzewski.
Krzyzewski.
Yes.
Krzyzewski.
Now I've done it now, so I'm good to go. That's like a mental block there or something.
Oh, my.
Man, when I get a mental block, you got to put up a couple of barriers, too. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, our weekly visit with Gene Sapikoff. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
For over 75 years, Southern Lumber has been building Charleston and the Lowcountry with Anderson windows that look good when the weather doesn't. Talk with the knowledgeable folks at 2031 King Street for that perfect idea for your home. Anderson Windows, performance that aces the test of time. Over 75 years of knowledge and quality. Southern Lumber.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Now's your chance to buy a new Honda with an interest-free loan for 60 months. Over 450 new Hondas on the ground and hundreds more on the way. So we'll do whatever it takes to make the deal. With up to 200% of KBV for your trade in any condition, that's double your trading value. And exclusive of that offer, Stokes Honda will match your down payment up to $7,000 for the purchase of any new Honda. Or you can buy now and pay later with no payments up to a year. Folks, don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. From
from Stokes Honda.
Max down payment match on new pilot elite. Max trade over allowance $4,000. No payments with 20% down plus tax tag. Include $499.50 administration fee with approved credit. Offers don't combine.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering healthcare in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new super high-tech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with a free two-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation. You're ready to get out and get moving. And whether it's surfing, playing tennis, or hiking every path you can find, you're going to need some essential new gear. Essentials that are even more rewarding with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Azalea is my world. When I heard that she had a tumor, everything just became dark. When I came to St. Jude, I started to get back some light in my life.
On top of first-class, best care, you will never receive a bill so that you can focus on this child. The only thing we had to worry about was just keeping Azalea comfortable. St. Jude saved her life, and it saved us as a family.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Now, more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Wednesday afternoon. What in wonder? Who is this?
Cheryl Lynn.
That's not a bad song.
No, it's not. I try to
kind of real close to that disco era.
I tried to do my research today. I tried to pick out some songs that you're like. I did throw some humdingers in there that you're going to be like, God yeah. Almighty, but.
Like that last one.
Oh.
Whatever the heck. What was that from the 40s?
Perhaps.
All right, Gene Sabakoff doesn't want to hear this. Time now for our weekly visit with our good buddy Gene Sabakoff, who covers all things sports for the Post-it Courier. Gene, how are you today?
Great. I think wasn't that your walk-up song in high school, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I was before disco. Come on now. Disco,
okay, well, I'm trying to help you out. You don't look that old.
Yeah, disco was part of my lengthy college career, unfortunately, but anyway, of course, Gene, the big news of the day, Coach K, last year's head coach at Duke. I don't know if we should be surprised or not. I mean, Roy Williams retired. Coach K's now retiring. Do you think this is a result of all the transfer portal, the other options high school players have, shoe companies, the NIL? I mean, some of these older guys, they have nothing else to prove. They probably just don't want to deal with it.
I think it just all adds up, but it's really not that big of a surprise. And I would expect Coach K to do something like he did with the coach in waiting and John Shire. And wow, what a sea change in the ACC basketball with Roy Williams and Coach K leaving really over two seasons, but both announcing here just recently. That's just an epic change. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens because, you know, both those programs are not necessarily always great. I mean, of course, UNC had the dip with Matt Doherty. I think they've made a good hire. And I think Duke's made a pretty good decision, too. But, boy, Coach K, Roy Williams, two of the several best coaches in college basketball history.
Yeah, and you think about some of the coaches that have coached under him really haven't had that great of success. Some have had a little bit, but really no one stands out to jump right in and take over. So they went with assistants they already have.
Yeah, and I think that's testament to how good of a head coach Coach K is, because, you know, he can make guys like Johnny Dawkins, Tommy Amaker, Chris Collins all look very good. And at one time, I thought Steve Wojciechowski was just going to be a star of a coach. And you might remember that he was the head coach at Marquette when they lost to South Carolina in 2017 in Greenville and got off to an okay start there. But, yeah, those guys that coached under them, not all that successful. And I say a testament to the head coach, because he just makes them look better when they're on his staff.
Let's move on to college baseball. South Carolina Presbyterian, the only two state schools in the NCAA regionals. Presbyterian won the Big South by beating Campbell, and now they get to go to Vanderbilt 7 o'clock Friday night. That game on the SEC Network, first ever appearance in the tournament. And a side note, Tim Corbin, previous coach at Presbyterian from 88 to 93.
Great story there in that Vandy regional, and really cool for Presbyterian. Coach Pollock has had, you know, a really solid program. A lot of the high school coaches have great respect for him around the state. So it's great for the Blue Hose. You know, they beat a very good Campbell team. Campbell's in as an at-large, you know, entry into the NCAA tournament. So that's cool for Presbyterian and to go out and play Vandy. And my thing is, you know, Presbyterian's got this hot new football coach that's very innovative, and, you know, Vandy's not very good in football, so why not a home-and-home series between the Commodores and the Blue Hose?
There you go. Well, maybe they'll work on that that this weekend. Down in Columbia, South Carolina. I like that idea, though. South Carolina, number two seed, but they're hosting. And, Gene, I think it's one of the toughest regionals out there. You got Virginia, Old Dominion. Were you surprised the Gamecocks got that host regional?
A little, but I also am surprised that they're not just an outright number one seed. I mean, Bobby, they're 18 in the RPI with the second or third toughest schedule in the country, depending on which computer you look at. One of the teams ranked ahead of them in the RPI is Fairfield, which is really kind of ridiculous because they were like, I don't know, 27-0 for a while, and I think they're 37-3 now. I think South Carolina deserves to just be a number one seed and host, and I think they're going to use that little slight as motivation. And I asked Mark Kingston about that in the presser on Monday, and he basically said, yeah, I mean, we'll take it, and that it's out there, quote unquote. And I think they will acknowledge that there is just a little bit of disrespect for them. I expect them to be in a super regional, with all due respect to both Virginia and especially Old Dominion.
Yeah, they kind of rose up. They went down. They moved up to 18 in the RPI, basically because they were eliminated so early in the SEC tournament. Some other schools got better RPIs, but nonetheless, 18 is nothing to shake your head at. We know about the tough schedule. Gamecocks are healthy now. This team has shown it can play. It can play with the best teams in the country. Do you think the Gamecocks have to win this regional for the season to be a success?
I don't, Bobby. I have. I really think Mark Kingston does a great job of building this thing the right way and gradually. Yeah, I know they made the super regional the first year, but that was kind of the kind of bump you get with a first year coach coming in. And since then, it's been tough going, but this year's just been really good progress with a very good, well-balanced, fairly young team, especially among the pitching staff. I think even if they lost two in a row, yeah, it'd be really sour, but you just have to say, and I don't see how you can't acknowledge that it would be progress.
How do you see the Columbia Regional playing out?
Obviously, to me, Bobby, I think it all revolves around Old Dominion and how good are they really. I mean, if you look at the Monarchs, they are an extremely well-coached team. Besides the regular coaching staff they have special assistant coach Tony Gozzo, who used to be the head coach at Old Dominion way back when they had Justin Verlander pitching. He's also been the head coach at VCU. And that team They went 3-0 against Louisiana Tech, which is good enough to host a regional, but 4-4 against Charlotte. I know Charlotte's good. They're in the tournament and were considered to be a host. If I was Old Dominion, Bobby, and I'm kind of in here and having this great Cinderella season, I'd be really tempted against a bad Jacksonville team that has a losing record to kind of pitch backward and see if I could have my number one and number two starters ready. That's risky, but it's been done before. I'd try that if I was Old Dominion.
Yep, it's going to be fun. And like I said, you know, I've kind of glanced over the 64-team field. I don't know if I've ever seen a stronger field than what we have this year.
Really good point. In fact, I think there's a chance that there's going to be more number two seeds advance to the Super Regionals than ever before, or just about as many. And that is saying something when I think that the top eight national seeds are really, really solid with all those SEC and Big 12 teams in there. I mean, you look at like the Tucson Regional. Oklahoma State's a number two seed. They could be hosting. And out in Eugene, you've got Gonzaga as a number two seed at Oregon. LSU's a number three. That's a brutal regional. At Oxford, Southern Miss, a number two, and Florida State, a three. And then, like I said, Louisiana Tech gets the host, but Alabama and NC State are in there. There's just so many great regionals. That Greenville, North Carolina regional with ECU, Charlotte, Maryland, and Norfolk State, that's a fun regional. Just all kinds of teams pretty close by for their fan bases. So, yeah, this is going to be a blast.
Yeah, the Gainesville regional, too. I actually looked at this, and I have the Gainesville regional as maybe the toughest region. Florida, you have Florida, South Florida, Miami's in that regional. Mark Calvey's South Alabama team is in that regional. I had that as the toughest, and I had the Rushton, Louisiana regional as the second toughest, and Columbia's third.
Yeah, I think you could go with that. I like Tucson as pretty tough because Oklahoma State, I think, is maybe the best number two, except, yeah, South Carolina is the most dangerous best number two because they're at home. But as far as just a really good ball club, wow, Oklahoma State's terrific. So the Columbia Regional is going to be so entertaining. I mean, it's just going to be fun. And then with full capacity, just, again, what fun. And we are all so much more excited about this than we normally would be because there was nothing in 2020.
Yep, you're right about that. I'll be up there Friday at noon. I am looking forward to this weekend. And the good thing about if you're a Gamecock fan, there's nothing Virginia, Old Dominion, and even Jacksonville, there's nothing any of those teams can throw at you that's going to be better than what you saw the last month and a half of the season.
Absolutely not. And you know, besides, again, we've talked about this a lot, Bobby, but besides that brutal SEC schedule, they went out to Texas and played three times, competitive games. They're just so tested tough. And as you mentioned, getting healthy should be just a huge lift for the Gamecocks. And, I mean, I just think the key is that deep, interchangeable pitching staff, which starts, of course, with Brett Carey.
Yep. Announced today he'll be the starter on Friday. Braves, let's move on to them. 25-27. Injuries have been a problem. Soroka might not even pitch this year. Players are shuffling back and forth between Atlanta and Gwinnett. And now Osuna, he's in trouble with the law. No telling when or if he'll come back this year. Not where the Braves fans thought they would be right now.
This has been a bad week for the Braves. I've been optimistic up till this point, but the Ozuna thing, besides, of course, the concern for the other party in that criminal case, I mean, you just have to see how that's going to play out. Of course, he deserves a fair hearing and so forth, but, I mean, there's a chance he's not back, and that's the least of the concerns, really, that we should have for that situation. And Chipper Jones now chirping about maybe the ownership isn't as all in as they should be on helping the team. This is going to be fascinating the way this plays out over the next few weeks. And if Ozuna indeed is out, Bobby, do they go looking for another outfielder before the trade deadline?
Right. I mean, they don't have enough starting pitching to get through a four-game series. I mean, they've got pitchers, but they don't have four pitchers they can feel confident they can sweep a four-game series.
And that's sure not how I saw it coming out of spring training or how anybody saw it. I still think that NL East is up for grabs and that the Braves' position talent is as good as there is in the division, but this is starting to get a little concerning, you just have to say.
Right. Not that problem in the American League East. Red Sox, Rays, and Yankees, they're going to go at it all year long. That should be fun to watch.
Absolutely. I mean, the Rays, with that ridiculous streak, vaulting into first place, the Red Sox with the hot start, and the Yankees aren't going anywhere. So coming down the stretch with those three should be a blast, and I wouldn't count out the Blue Jays. Charlie Montoyo, the manager there, former manager of the Charleston River Dogs, and just such good young players with Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette and Kevin Biggio. That is as much fun of a team to watch as there is in baseball.
Two quick questions, Gene, we'll let you go. Can the Giants and Padres hold off the Dodgers in the West?
I don't think so. I think one of those teams could be the wild card, outside chance of both, but no, the Dodgers ultimately will just be too good.
How about the Cubs? Are they for real? You're buying or selling the Cubs?
I think they are. I think they could, in a not such a great Central Division, they could stumble into first place and make the playoffs.
There you go. You going to Columbia on Friday?
I hope to be there, and it should be both those games should be exciting. I mean, I know Old Dominion should bump Jacksonville, but I just want to see the Monarchs in person. And wow, if it comes down to Old Dominion, South Carolina, that's going to be really, really fun, Bobby.
Yeah, it will be. Gene, I'll wave to you up in the press box on Friday. Thank you for always coming on with us, and we'll talk to you next Thursday. Okay.
Thanks for having me, Bobby.
All right. Gene Sapikoff does a great job for the Post and Courier. We've got to take a quick break, and when we come back, Chris Pounder is going to join us. We'll find out what's happening over at the Mount Pleasant Waterfront Park over there, which I'm sure is opening up like everything else. And apparently Chris's wife is a big NASCAR fan, so we'll have to find out about that. So we'll check in with Chris then when we come back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ. 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
A ton of the earlier problems have been cleared up. However, there are still some problems. Savannah Highway at the Mark Clark westbound, we're still getting reports of an accident that's getting cleared up. We have reports of brand new problems as well. Mazeek at Facet, reports of an accident, and a wreck folly at Tatum. Some happy traffic as you travel on the Mark Clark westbound from the Downholt Bridge to Rivers Avenue. The interstate westbound is still looking good at this point in time, but will most likely fill in before too long. Use caution. Traffic is brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Weather. Brought to you by Home Telecom. My Wi-Fi X from Home Telecom extends coverage to the whole house. Live your world faster with Home Telecom. Here's your afternoon forecast. A shower and thunderstorm are in the area, a high around 79. Mostly cloudy and humid with showers tonight, a low around 72. A shower and a thunderstorm are likely again Thursday, humid with a high around 81. Looking ahead, more of the same through the weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
Watch out! Over here at Carolina Building Materials, they're always busy. Busy helping contractors, busy answering homeowners' questions, busy finding laminate countertops and vinyl flooring, busy finding perfect cabinets and doors for your home. From home remodeling to fixing up your rental property, Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Stop by 2440 Meeting Street for the best advice at the right price from Carolina Building Materials.
Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win daily Instant Karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Over $3 million in Instant Karma has already been given away to over 50,000 Credit Karma members and counting. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney now to open your free account and start winning Instant Karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win daily Instant Karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Over $3 million in Instant Karma has already been given away to over 50,000 Credit Karma members and counting. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney now to open your free account and start winning Instant Karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Well, it's harder than hell to go to work right now. My boss is a jerk and he smells like a cow. Payments are late and I can't get a break. Well, I can't catch that, but I can catch a fish.
I didn't expect that. That came out of nowhere. Hi, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Wednesday afternoon. Time now, check in with my good friend Chris Pounder from the Mount Pleasant Waterfront Park. Chris, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bobby. I appreciate that song to bring me in.
Well, we'll get to the fishing in a minute. I got to talk a little NASCAR. Are you, did I see that right? You and your wife were up in Charlotte?
We were not at Charlotte. I guess Bucky and I sort of got into it on your Facebook page about whether or not Charlotte was a good race. But she and I are both big fans. She actually got me into it. We were at Bristol Dirt, and we were at the Darlington Truck Race that Friday night. So having a good year so far.
Yeah. Did you think that race was good? I thought it was awful.
I did not. Watching 300 laps to follow the leader with a Larson up front was not my idea of a good time.
No, not really. But well, let's talk about what's happening over at the park. I'm looking at all these pictures on your Facebook page. Everybody holding up fish, so I'm assuming the fishing is really good.
Yeah, it is. This past weekend, obviously Memorial Day brought out all sorts of activity. We had whiting, bluefish, spot, trout, croaker, redfish. Right now, the water out there is a little muddy with that dredge, but there's still plenty of great fishing and a lot of opportunities out there. So if you're coming on out, my recommendation is to target the last 2 hours of the outgoing tide or the first 2 hours of the incoming, whenever possible.
Absolutely. And, of course, with the warm weather, things opening back up with COVID, a lot more activities out there at the park as well.
There sure are. I mean, I guess you might have seen this week Patriots Point will be doing their fireworks. The pier is a great spot to watch that. School will be letting out here soon, and that water temperature is up to just below 80 degrees. So, you know, a great activity for, you know, families with kids or grandkids. Come on out and try some crabbing. Sometimes it's difficult to keep the little ones' attention, you know, when it comes to fishing. You know, it may not be as much activity depending on when you're there. But, you know, crabbing's great. You know, the cafe and gift shop on the pier, we sell everything you need. So, you know, you buy a daily fishing pass just like you're coming fishing. Drop an inexpensive net over the side, tie some chicken necks in it, and check it every 10 minutes or so. Usually at this time of year, you get all sorts of activity.
With the Folly Pier closed, I'm guessing you guys are seeing a lot more folks at your pier this year.
That's correct. Yeah, Folly's closed. The apron at Folly is reopened as far as the gift shop and restrooms, that sort of thing. But the pier itself will be closed till early 2023. So we are meeting some folks that fish the Folly Pier regularly checking us out. But as far as the Charleston area, we're going to be your one-stop shop for pier fishing for a little while now.
What are the hours of the park, Chris?
The park's actually open from 6 a.m. till 11 p.m. The pier is open from 6 to 10. And then for all your needs in the cafe and gift shop, whether that's handcraft sandwiches, soft serve ice cream, milkshakes, smoothies, the shop's open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily.
Absolutely. It is. I mean, even if you don't fish, it's a great place just to walk. You're right there on the water. You're right there on the harbor. And just a really cool place to visit.
It really is. The sunsets are epic. We do sell beer and wine. So you want to come out, have a little drink after work, walk the pier, check out the sunset. You certainly won't be disappointed.
There you go. Chris is always good stuff. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Thanks, Bobby.
All right. Chris Brown there out at the Mount Pleasant Pier, Waterfront Park out there. Great. One of the many great facilities that the Charleston County Parks and Recreation run around here. I saw where all the water parks are going to be open this summer, so I'm sure that's good news for everybody as well. 843-721-9500 is the number to call if you want to chime in on anything going on in the world of sports. We have a couple of scores, top of the fifth, Padres and Cubs. They are tied at one apiece. Mets lead the Diamondbacks 3-0. That game just in the top of the first inning. Those are the I'm looking for one. One might have got postponed. Let me look here real quick. White Sox and Indians postponed. That'll be made up September the 23rd. So and Phillies and Reds postponed. That'll be game will be made up June 28th. So a couple of postponements today. I'm assuming due to weather. So there you go. 843-721-9500. Also today in the NCAA Men's Golf Championship later on this afternoon. I believe the coverage is from 5 to 9 on the Golf Channel. Pepperdine taking on Oklahoma for the National Championship. So if you like college golf, you can pick that up this afternoon. I'm pretty sure it is on the Golf Channel. We're going to get into whether schools cheat or not, but I'm going to save that coming up. Because, Georgia picked up 2 5-star athletes in the transfer portal, and I've seen it in a number of places, people accusing Georgia of cheating. And I would say not so fast on that. And I've got a reason, and maybe I'm wrong. And I certainly want to get everybody else's opinion on that. I will give my side of it, and you can tell me if you agree or disagree. I'm not saying there's not tampering going on, but for a school to pick up, De'Arian Kendrick left Clemson. Eric Gilbert, the tight end, left LSU. It ain't like they left bad programs to go to Georgia. So I think that's got everybody, questioning why, how can that be and all that stuff. So we'll get into that when we come back in the next hour. Lowry's Dry Cleaners, they will pick your clothes up at your home or office, take them and clean them, bring them back to your home office. Doesn't get a whole lot easier than that. If your dry cleaner's not doing that for you, you need to call my friends over at Lowry's. It is absolutely a free service, and the number to call, 843-377-6994. No more trips to the dry cleaners. And here's another kicker. If you call that number, sign up for the pickup, mention you heard about it here on Fan Talk, they're going to give you 20% off your next order.
Can't be that.
You can't. Just try.
No muss, no fuss.
You can't. Just try. Go ahead. Try. Do it. You can't.
That's a lot better. It's a lot safer than washing your clothes at home. You know what?
Right.
Brand new shirt. Wore it once. Went to put it on today. Missing a button. I washed it at home.
What, you wash it on, like, Super Duper or something?
No, I washed it. I don't. Just my luck. And it was not a button like at the bottom that you could fake it.
Right.
Right here, smack dab in the middle.
And then you got to go, then you got to find somebody to sew that button back on, right?
I got
to
find a button. I'm just going to go to Belk, find the same shirt, and just rip a button off of it.
Oh, yeah, I'd probably do that too. Oh, why not?
Just make me so mad. Just rip all of them
off. Oh, why not? Hey, my friends over at the Ronald McDonald House, they're having an auction. We told you about this yesterday. One of the items coming up is got it's kind of time sensitive because the auction doesn't end. This event happens before the auction ends. So they wanted me to tell you about this one item. It is VIP tickets to the Carolina Country Music Festival at Myrtle Beach. I'm trying to find my info on this. I know Darius is going to be there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of big names.
I think Luke Bryan was one.
Luke Combs.
Luke Combs, same thing, right?
Six
Eric
one.
Church, Jake Owen, just to name a few. It's coming up June 10th through the 13th. And let me see what the bid is right now. See if we did any good yesterday. Now you play the fishing hole. Anyway, go to the Ronald McDonald House Facebook page, website. I put it up on our website as well. The bid's still at $540. It's 2 4-day passes, main stage VIP tickets, private cash bar, private restrooms. You're in the standing room only right there at the stage. Also includes a free Thursday night kickoff party. So right now the bid for this is $540. That's 2 4-day passes.
You can't beat that.
That's less than $100, a little more than $100 a day for two people.
Yeah, less than $100
per person. So $55 a day for a person.
Yeah.
So if you want to make a bid on it, all you got to do is top that $540 bid. So check it out, Ronald McDonald House, Charleston, their Facebook page, or go to their website. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
You've got a friend in the used car business. Not what you were expecting, huh?
Matching down payments up to $1,000 on certified pre-owned and finance with GM Financial, 6-year warranty, 24/7 roadside, and more. Find new roads, cruisechevrolet.com, and Cruise Chevy on Rivers.
Your number one Gamecock fans. Auto Owners Insurance and Turbyville Insurance Agency is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Turbyville Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. The Turbyville Insurance Agency, call them at 843-569-3923 or visit them online at tiasc.biz.
Did you know your favorite landscape store, Wando Power, rents all kinds of equipment? From sod cutters to aerators, trenchers to stump grinders, commercial zero turn to handheld equipment, mini ride-on skid steers and attachments. And coming soon, full-size skid steers and mini excavators online at WandoPower.com. Or come by Wando Power Equipment off Clements Ferry Road near 526 and see how renting is a fast and affordable way to get the job done right. Only at Wando Power Equipment.
Summertime is prime time at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand. Healthy fruits and veggies straight off the farm to you. Whether picked daily from farm fields close by or from partners right up the road, it doesn't get any fresher. Tomatoes, watermelons, blueberries, squash, peppers, Max Pride's peaches, the list goes on. Open 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check it all out at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand, 2434 North Highway 17 in Mount Pleasant. After almost 30 years, Carpetbaggers Flooring is getting a little facelift. Out with the old and in with the new. They are still locally owned and a member of the largest flooring co-op in the world. They still offer the great flooring products you love with the best warranties and finance options available. They're still focused on you, the customer, and giving you the best flooring experience possible. The only change is their logo, so you know they are so much more than carpet. Carpetbaggers Flooring. They still have you covered from inspiration to installation.
Summertime means sunshine, and sunshine means solar. That's why Berkeley Electric Cooperative has streamlined its renewables program, making it easier than ever to go green. Not only do members get credit for all of the surplus energy they generate, we can help you evaluate your solar PV system to make sure it's the best fit for your home and lifestyle. We'll even provide other ways to further lower your bill through energy efficiency. As your not-for-profit electric co-op, we're your source of power and information. Berkeley Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
There's a new Friday night in Charleston with Charleston Battery Pro Soccer now at Patriots Point. Experience the exciting new season and brand new stadium Friday, June the 4th as the Battery takes on LA Galaxy 2. Catch live music and happy hour deals in the new Battery Pavilion before the game, plus food from Home Team Barbecue, Coastal Crust, Wood-Fired Pizza, and some of the best food trucks from across the Holy City. Tickets start at just $12. CharlestonBattery.com.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
Let's go, Rays! You've got a friend in the car business.
At Cruise Chevrolet, cruise forever. Used car engines, drivetrain, and transmissions covered forever. Find new roads at cruisechevrolet.com or at Cruise Chevrolet on Rivers.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
We are ESPN 98.9 FM and ESPN AM 910.
The best in Charleston sports talk radio.
Now more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.